愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
这一节跟大家一起来学习以色列的圣者。
This session we'd like to study the Holy One of Israel.
在以赛亚书里面呢，好多次提到以色列的圣者这一句话。
In the book of Isaiah, there's many times when it repeats the term, the Holy One of Israel.
这个就是天上的神。
And this refers to the God in heaven above.
那这个神就是我们今天所拜的神。
And that God is the one we worship today.
神是我们人生的根本。
God is that root of all mankind.
是最重要的一部分。
He is the most essential component of us.
所以圣经说犹太人要往下扎根，向上结果。
And therefore, the Bible says that the Israelites must take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这个往下扎根就是重新跟神建立好的关系。
What does it mean to take root downward? Means to reestablish a close relationship with God.
那向上结果就是他们的生活会继续蒙福，会继续昌盛。
And bear fruit upward refers to that their lives will continue to be prosperous under a close relationship with God.
每一个父母都很关心我们自己的孩子。
Every parent is concerned for the well-being of their child.
所以非常注重小孩子的教育。
And so we care very much about their education.
因为从实际的经验告诉我们，教育是最重要的。
Because from practical experience, life teaches us that education is vital to a person's future.
那有没有比教育更重要的呢？
But is there something that is far more important than just education?
如果回到圣经来看，当然是有。
Turn back to the Bible, of course there is.
就是我们下一代跟神的关系。
And that is the relationship of our next generation with God.
如果这个根本没有了。
If this root is not existing.
教育再成功，人生还是空的。
And it doesn't matter if they're successful in their education, their lives will still be empty and vain.
如果这个根本有了。
And if they have this root well established.
即使他读很普通的学校。
And even if they were to study at a very ordinary school.
他的人生会很幸福。
Their life shall be full of abundance and prosperity.
如果这个根本失去了。
And if they have lost this root.
他读最好的学校。
No matter what greatest school they have gone to.
你不要看他一半，你看到他人生的结局。
Not just looking at their lives up to them, but look at the conclusion of these people's lives.
发现有的只是普通而已。
You find that they live very ordinary lives.
或者说到最后会让我们觉得很值得怜悯。
Or they live very pitiful lives at the very end.
根本是很重要的。
And therefore their essence or their root is the most critical determining factor.
那我们要跟神建立好的关系。
And so today we want to establish a very close relationship with God.
当然这是双向的。
And this depends on both of our interactions.
这是互动的。
This is an interactive relationship.
我们要互相的，神了解我们，但是我们要了解神。
Both sides must understand one another. God must understand us. We must understand God.
那逐渐来调整我们自己，来符合神的旨意，神的本性，那我们的关系才会好。
If we can continually to adjust ourselves to match the will of God, the character and essence of God, then we will continue to grow in our relationship with Him.
那在以赛亚书里面提到神是慈爱的神。
And the book of Isaiah mentions that God is a very compassionate Father.
但是神也是公义的神。
But He is also a just God.
所以从第一章到三十九章在提到神的公义。
And therefore from chapter 1 to chapter 39, it speaks of His justice.
那四十章到六十六章在提到神的慈爱。
And then from chapter 40 to 66, it speaks of the compassion, mercy of God.
那这两个本性是合在一起的。
And these essence or character of God is intertwined.
是昨天、今天、明天永远不改变的。
And with God, these characters will never change yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
我们现在的社会只偏向提到神的慈爱。
And mainstream Christians today only mention about the love and compassion of God.
你看每一首赞美诗都在讲神的慈爱。
And almost every hymn extols the love and mercy of God.
到处在布道会都在讲神的慈爱。
And all evangelical services all speak of the love of God.
当然这个没有错，神是慈爱的。
Of course, there is nothing wrong with this. God is in fact love.
但是为什么基督徒这么多，这个社会会腐化呢？
But why is it that there are so many Christians, yet this society continues to decay?
就是人忘记了神是公义的。
Because men have forgotten that God is also justice.
神是痛恨罪恶的。
God is one who hates evil.
神是要审判罪人。
And God will judge the sinners.
这一点忘记了。
And this is one thing they have forgotten.
所以在神的慈爱里面，人的行为渐渐的堕落。
And so living among the mercy and compassion of God, they have forgotten and they continue to corrupt themselves.
那在以赛亚书里面提到我们人跟神的关系，他用两个来比喻。
Now the book of Isaiah describes the relationship of man and God using two parables.
好，我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's look at the book of Isaiah.
64章。
Chapter 64.
好，以赛亚书的64章。
Isaiah 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
64章第八节。
Isaiah 64 verse 8, But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are the potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
第九节。
Verse 9, Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people.
这个地方说，主啊，你是我们的父。
Here states that, Lord, you are our Father.
那这个关系怎么建立的呢？
And how do we establish this father-son relationship?
我们是泥，你是窑匠。
We are the clay, and you are the potter.
人本来就是泥土造的。
And man was originally created from clay, the dirt of the ground.
那今天的我，这是神的工作。
And today, what you see of me is the handiwork of God.
所以我们都是你手的工。
And therefore, we are all your clay, and you are all the work of your hands.
那这两个可以解释做属肉，也可以解释做属灵的。
And this can refer to our physical existence and also our spiritual existence.
属肉来讲我们活着这是神的功啊。
And physically speaking, when we are surviving today, it is the work of God.
神造我们，神是给我们生命。
God created us. He gave us a life so we can move and have being within Him.
神是我们生命的来源。
He is the source of all life for us.
他赏赐给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
He gives us food to sustain us so that we can be satisfied.
他让我们活在这个地球上。
He allows us to live on this earth.
他是父，他爱我们。
He is our Father and He loves us.
那从属灵上来讲。
From the spiritual perspective.
今天的我也是神造的。
What I am today is also the handiwork of God.
我们是罪人。
We are the sinner.
蒙拣选。
We have been chosen by Him.
罪得赦免。
And our sins have been redeemed and cleansed. 现在
变成神的王子。
And now we have been called the prince and princesses of God.
罪人是要毁灭的，现在被提升到神的王子，跟神一起做。
As sinners, we were supposed to be condemned, but now we have been elevated to be the children of God.
是君尊的祭司。
We are a holy priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
属神的子民。
We are people belonging to God.
这个每一句的形容都非常的可贵。
Every description, every phrase that describes us is very precious.
神又赐他的圣灵来证明他承认我们做他的儿子。
And God shall send His Holy Spirit to prove that we are His children.
那这个儿子的名分就是要承受父亲的产业。
And the title of being a children of God is to inherit the heaven that He has created for us.
就是天国的永生，还有永恒的荣耀。
And it's that eternal glory and that eternal heaven He has prepared for us.
所以我们是你手的工。
And therefore we are the work of your hand.
那他是父亲，他第九节就很难了解了。
And so if He is our Father, then how can we understand verse 9?
神啊，求你不要大发烈怒。
Do not be furious, O Lord.
有的父亲非常的夸耀，我一生都没有跟我小孩子生气过。
And some parents brag that they have never been angry with their children their whole life.
那这有两个可能。
And there could be two reasons for this.
小孩子生下来就很乖，你不需要生气。
Maybe the child was born very good, so you never have to be angry with them.
那这是神特别的恩典。
And this could be a special grace from God.
那也有一个可能。
And this could be the second possibility.
生下来就像妈妈去带啊，他从来不管。
And this child was taken care of by a mother all his life, so the father never cares for the child.
因为古代的观念，男主外，女主内。
Because the traditional concept of Chinese is that the man will take care of the things outside the home and the women will take care of things inside the home.
对，他从来没有生气过。
And so he would never get furious at his children.
因为觉得带小孩子不是他的责任。
Because he feels that taking care of the children is not his responsibility.
那为什么如果神是我们父亲这么爱我会大发震怒呢？
And so if we today know that the Lord is our Father and he loves us so much, why would he become so furious at us?
圣经说神是对的，神是好的，神是公义的，神里面没有不好的。
And Bible says that God is right. He is always good. He, in Him, there is no darkness. There is no imperfection or faults.
那如果神没有不好，他发大烈怒就是好的。
And therefore, if there is no evil that is in the Lord, everything is good, then when He is furious, that is also the goodness of God.
但是因为我们人不好，所以我们大发烈怒，那个怒一发下来，可能也不好。
And within us as sinners and humans, when we have fury, it is not good for us because we have weaknesses and sins.
因为常常凭着血气。
Because we act according to our flesh and carnal nature.
所以小孩子做很多的错都没有讲。
And therefore, sometimes when we see things that our children do wrong, we will still not speak at all about it.
因为我们心情好。
Because our mood may be good.
那小孩子做不好，心情不好，做了没有什么错，也一起修理。
And so sometimes when our moods are bad, we will hurt the children, be angry at the children, even if the children have just a slight infraction.
所以圣经在说，父亲有时候会凭血气管教自己的孩子。
And therefore the Bible says that as parents, a father may discipline their children according to their fleshly condition at the time.
所以圣经才说，做父母的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他失了志气。
Therefore, the Bible reminds us that as parents, we should not provoke our children, lest they become discouraged.
到最后就是好像不是一个很正常的人，心里有问题。
At the very end, they would have a lot of problems in their hearts, and they do not become a very normal, healthy being.
好，那为什么一个父亲会大发震怒呢？
And why is it that a father will become so furious?
下面说，求你不要永远纪念罪孽。
Verse 9 says, nor remember the iniquity forever.
就是因为人在神的眼中有罪孽。
It is because man have sinned in the sight of God.
神是公义的。
God is just.
他很爱他的孩子。
He truly loves his offspring.
就是因为他很爱他的孩子，他才会生气。
Because he loves his children so much, that is why he will be furious.
所以希伯来书说，私生子父亲就不会管教他。
In the book of Hebrews, it says, those who are orphans have no father to discipline them.
因为跟他没有关系。
Because they have nothing to do with the father.
你如果真的爱孩子为着他的好会管教他。
But a father who truly loves his children for the sake of the goodness of the children, he will discipline them out of love.
罪孽到底是什么？
And so what is this iniquity?
罪孽就是违反神的本性，违反神的旨意，那个就是不对，不对就是罪。
Iniquity is sinning against the character, the essence, the will of God.
所以要了解罪孽，我们要先认识神。
And so in order to understand when we have iniquity, where we sin against God, we first have to know God.
书读很多，文化很精通，但是不认识神，罪看不清楚。
And though we may be highly educated and read many books, but if we do not know the character of God, then we are foolish.
因为有没有罪，这个不是用文化来判定。
Because we will be ignorant. Whether or not we have sin is not determined through what we learn in this culture or our education.
好，那我们再回到63章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 64.
第15节。
63 verse 15.
请读。
63 verse 15. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me? Are they restrained?
这个15节我们就看到神住在哪里。
And here we see from verse 15, where does God dwell?
住在天上。
He dwells in heaven above.
圣经说他坐在至高的地方。
And the Bible describes that he lives in the highest place.
啊，那这个地方又叫做圣洁荣耀的居所。
And that place is also called the habitation that is holy and glorious.
啊，圣洁跟荣耀是连在一起的。
Holy and glorious is connected.
没有圣洁就没有荣耀。
Without holiness, there is no glory.
啊，因为他有圣洁，所以他才有荣耀。
And because God is holy, therefore there is glory.
他住在众人不能靠近的光里面。
And therefore he lives where no one can approach in unapproachable light.
啊，那下面说，你爱慕的心肠和怜悯的心肠在我们止住了吗？
Has the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me been restrained?
因为人是他的儿子嘛。
Because men are the children of God.
啊，所以做儿子的很自然的，他可以期待父母的爱。
Because as the children, we can expect love and compassion for our parents.
所以你爱慕的心肠。
And so the heart of love.
哦，怜悯的心向我们止住了吗？
The yearning of your heart, your mercies toward me, are they restrained?
哦，所以当小孩子的哈，如果跟父母关系很好哦，他会很敏感。
Children have very close relationship with their parents. They would be very sensitive in their relationship with their parents.
有时候小孩子啊，你不抱他，你不看他，他就会哭。因为什么？他觉得没有被爱。
And as a child, if they feel that they have lacked being held and loved, cuddled by their parents, they will cry.
但是有的当父亲的哦，他哦很久没有回家。
But for some, even though the fathers have not returned home for a long time,
那回到家小孩子不认识他。
When they return home, the children do not recognize him anymore.
因为很久没有回家，小孩子已经没有感觉到爱。
Because after they have departed for so long, the child has lost that connection or the sense of love from that father.
那没有感觉到爱，所以有跟没有一样。
And therefore, when the father returns, it is stranger to them because they do not recognize his love. They have long lived without his love.
所以人跟神的关系如果很好。
And so if a man has a good relationship with God,
你觉得生活得很甜美。
They would live in a sweetness under his presence.
因为神就在我们里面。
Because we feel that God is dwelling within.
然后感觉到他的同在。
We will feel constantly his abidance.
那忽然间好像神不理我们了。
But all of a sudden, when we feel that God has turned His face away from us,
我们心里面就觉得那有一个洞在那里，没有人能够填满。
We feel that there is this void in our heart that we cannot be satisfied with anything else.
那个安全感没有人能够填满。
And that sense of security can never be found again without Him.
所以马上会感觉得到。
And so we will immediately sense this loss in our heart.
所以诗篇五十一篇大卫犯罪以后。
And so in Psalms 51, when King David sinned against God.
他第一个感觉就是啊，神同在已经不，神的同在已经没有了。
His first reaction was that the closeness of God has departed from him.
所以他很害怕。
And therefore he became deathly afraid.
那个害怕不是将来什么地狱什么刑罚，那是还看不见的。
And that fear did not come from the foreboding of a hellfire, but rather the fact that the father is no longer with him.
那个害怕是过去爱我的神跟我同在，那个喜乐、那个平安、那个安全感，忽然间没有了。
Suddenly he has lost that love from his father, that peace and joy that he has always experienced is no longer there anymore.
啊，那种感觉很相当的不容易接受。
And that feeling is very hard to accept.
所以啊，人跟神的关系很好的时候，我们会感觉到，哎，神最近怎么不理我，离开我很远，会很敏感。
So if we have long enjoyed a very close relationship with God, once God turns away from us, we'll immediately sense that loss.
啊，那为什么神爱慕的心肠、怜悯心肠会止住呢？
So why is it that when God's yearning to us and His mercies to us will turn away?
我们继续看啊，十六节。
Verse 16. Doubtless you are our father through Abraham was ignorant of us. Though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our father, our redeemer from everlasting is your name.
虽然亚伯拉罕不认识我们，几百几千年前呢，我们的祖宗他不认识我们。
And though our ancestor Abraham does not know us,
但是你是我们的父。
Yet you are our father.
你是我们的父，从万古以来，你的名称为我们的救赎主。
From ancient of days, your redeemer from everlasting is your name.
十七节。
Verse 17. O Lord, why have you made us stray from your ways and hardened our heart from your fear? Return for your servant's sake the tribes of your inheritance.
哦，这里讲神啊，求你回转。
Here speaks that Lord, turn back to us.
为什么要求神回转？
Why do we ask for God's return to us?
因为这个父亲不看他了。
Because our father no longer looks at us anymore.
那为什么不看他？
Why does he not look at us?
因为他们离开神的道。
Because we have strayed from your ways.
他们的心刚硬。
Our hearts have become hardened.
不愿意听神的吩咐。
We are unwilling to listen to the commands of our Lord.
哦，所以啊，人跟神啊，就是父亲跟孩子。
And so as man to God, we are like father and child.
这是爱的关系。
And this is a relationship of love.
这也是有公义的条件。
And there is also that based on the criteria of justice.
这是非常的宝贵。
And this is very precious.
啊，我们现在看啊，四十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 49.
四十九章之前看六十三章。
Let's look at Isaiah 63.
啊，六十三章。
63.
第九节。
Verse 9, in all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his pity he redeemed them, and he bore them, carried them all the days of old.
有时候我们常常想，谁最爱我的儿子？
And sometimes we may consider, who is the one that loves our children the most?
我每一个人答案大概都一样，是我父母最爱我的儿子。
And our answer may be all the same. It is us, the parents.
连祖父母也没有爱我的儿子这么爱。
Even our grandparents, our parents would not love our children as much as we do.
那如果我们没有看圣经，这样是对的。
And if we don't ignore the Bible, if we ignore the Bible, then this is a correct answer.
但是如果我们看圣经。
But if we look at the Bible,
谁最爱我们的儿子?
Who truly loves our children?
为他牺牲最多的那个最爱他。
The one who sacrificed the most for children is the one who loves them the most.
所以很多人从中年移民到这里来。
And therefore, many people who are in their middle ages will sacrifice everything to immigrate here.
故乡都有他的成就，生活很稳定。
Sacrifice all their accomplishments back home and all their stability.
来到这里为着要维持生活真的是很拼啊，
牺牲很多。 For the sake of their children, their financial security, they come here to a new country and have to struggle to survive.
所以有时候父母亲那个皱痕呢，就是他的爱啊。
And so when we see these furrows on the forehead of their parents, it represents their love for us.
那个就是他的美。
And that is their beauty.
虽然可能照片比起来，刚刚移民的第一天跟经过十年之后看起来是衰老很多。
And although from the first day they have come to the United States versus 10 years later, they have aged greatly.
但是他身上那个皱纹就是他的美。
But the wrinkles that appear on your face is their beauty.
就是他的爱。
And speaks of their love.
所以父母啊，为孩子牺牲很多。
And so parents are willing to toil labor for their children.
但是还比不上神主耶稣为我们的牺牲。
But their toil and labor is nothing compared to the sacrifice the Lord Jesus has given to our children.
他救我们，包括我们的孩子，为我们死在十字架上。
He has saved us and redeemed us and laid down his life for our sakes and our children's sakes.
所以神是我的父，神也是我孩子的父。
And therefore, our Father in heaven is my Father and also my children's Father.
最爱我们孩子是天上的神。
And the one who loves my child is the most is my Father in heaven.
所以如果我们把下一代带到神面前，让他跟神建立关系。
And so our most important purpose is to bring our children to establish a close relationship with God, between them and God.
那神的爱就会直接临到他身上。
Then God's love shall directly be poured upon them.
这个是我们养孩子一个最重要的秘诀。
And this is the most important secret to rearing our children.
把他带到神面前，跟神建立关系。
It is to raise them so that they can have a close relationship with God.
那这里说。说他以慈爱跟怜悯救赎故事常常怀抱他们。
Here says that in his love and his pity he redeemed them and he bore them, carried them all the days of old.
好，然后第九节，救他们脱离埃及。
And that he has led them out of Egypt.
做奴隶的地方，被魔鬼统治的地方。
He has led them out of land of bondage in Egypt so that they have escaped from dominion Satan.
那第九节说，在苦难中他也同受苦难。
And verse 9 says, in all their affliction he was afflicted.
小孩子的痛苦啊，就是父母的痛苦。
Our children's affliction is our suffering.
为什么？
Why?
因为有爱。
Because we have love for them.
哦，小孩子的担子就是父母的担子。
And the children's yoke is our yoke.
哦，所以我们在世界上受苦，天上的神也在受苦。
And therefore today when we suffer in this world, our Father in heaven also suffers along with us.
有时候我们不了解我们小孩子的压力跟痛苦，但是神了解。
Sometimes we don't understand the affliction that our children go through day by day, but our Father in heaven understands everything thoroughly.
因为主耶稣做过人。
Because Lord Jesus has once been human and walked on this earth before.
你说肉苦怎么痛苦，比不上十字架的苦。
And there is no affliction of the flesh that will surpass the affliction on the cross.
我们说心灵的忧伤压力怎么大，比不上十字架的那种心灵的压力跟忧伤。
The pressure and the burden that is in your hearts can never exceed the pain and suffering that Jesus Christ suffered on the cross.
所以我们的孩子有什么苦，有什么压力，主耶稣知道。
And therefore, no matter what kind of pain and suffering our children have, Lord Jesus knows all.
主耶稣怜悯他们。
Lord Jesus has pity on them.
所以我们跟神的父亲是跟神的关系是父亲跟孩子爱的关系。
And therefore our relationship with God is as one with child and father is based on love.
好，我们再来看49章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 49.
以赛亚书49章。
Isaiah 49.
14节。
Verse 14.
啊，请。
But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me.
15节。
Verse 15, Can a woman forget her nursing child, and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you.
这里讲，有时候妇人会忘记她的婴孩。
Here states that sometimes a mother will forget her nursing child.
但是神永远不忘记我们。
Yet our Father will never forget us.
真的在夏天到了，有时候我们看那个新闻哦，有的小孩子啊被父母忘记了，留在车上，死掉了。
We have heard of the news reports that during summer times, sometimes children are abandoned in the car by mistake, and the parents forget about them, and they die from the high heat.
因为天气太热。
Because the weather is so hot.
这个圣经这样讲，真的这样有。你说报纸看，常常看到。
And the Bible states, and it is true. You find that in the newspaper articles that children have been forgotten, and they die from the temperature in their car.
甚至有时候教会也发生过，聚完会门要关了，怎么一个小孩子在这里？
And we have seen sometimes that when the church is about to close, we still see children left here alone and forgotten by their parents.
忘记了。
Their parents have forgotten about their child.
真的父母忘记小孩。
Is there any parents that will forget their children?
但是天父不会忘记我们。
Our heavenly Father shall never forget us.
我们跟他是父子的关系，是被他造的，是他所拯救的。
We are created by him. We are saved by him. We are his child and he is our father.
那第二个关系。
And the second relationship we have with our father.
我们看以赛亚书54章。
Let's look at Isaiah 54.
以赛亚书54章。
Isaiah 54.
从第六节到第八节。
From verse 6 to verse 8. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken, grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. Verse 7. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. Verse 8. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer.
再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth.
这里说造你的是你的丈夫。
Here it says, for your Maker is your husband.
所以我们在蒙拯救的时候跟神是夫妻的关系。
And therefore, during the period of salvation, grace, we have a husband-wife relationship with God.
那这个关系是爱的关系。
And this again is a relationship built on love.
那我们这个夫妻的关系到最后就是在主耶稣再来要来享受婚姻的宴席。
And this relationship of love shall enjoy its fruition on the day that Lord Jesus comes again. We shall enjoy that banquet and wedding feast.
这是好的。
And this is a good thing.
但是
However,
虽然这个爱含有公义，
even though the love of God includes justice,
所以在第七节，
and verse 7 says, For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you.
我离弃你不过是片刻。
This is a mere moment I have forsaken you.
但是到最后要把你收回来。
But at the very end, with great mercies, I will gather you.
为什么神会离弃这个妻子呢？
Why is it that the Lord will forsake his spouse for a moment?
这个是用他的宝血买来的。
The spouse that he has redeemed with his own precious blood.
用重价把他定下来的。
It is with heavy price that he has paid for this dowry.
那第八节。
And verse 8.
我的怒气是仗义顷刻之间。你掩面却要将永远的慈爱临续你。
With little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you.
这是因为神有怒气。
Because God had wrath.
为什么神有怒气？
Why is it that God has wrath upon us?
因为以色列百姓好像一个不忠实的太太。
Because the Israelites were like an unfaithful bride.
因为他去拜偶像
，because she went to worship the idols，
对神不忠实
，and she was unfaithful，
所以引起神的嫉妒
，and so that evoked his jealousy。
所以到最后神的怒气就临到他们
，and at the end God's wrath and judgment came upon them。
但是神的怒气不是要毁掉他
，but God's wrath's purpose is not to destroy them。
所以我们有时候看这个地上的婚姻，为什么这么容易破裂呢
？Sometimes we see the marriages on this earth are so fragile, they're easily broken。
他不是用相爱结婚吗
？Have they not built this marriage based on love to marry？
不错，这个爱是人的爱。
Yes, this love is by human love。
人的爱常常是有条件的。
Human love has its conditions。
因为你爱我，我爱你，所以婚姻能够在一起。
I love you only because you love me, and that is why we will stay together.
如果丈夫不爱太太，太太说我也不爱你。
And if today the husband says, I don't love you anymore, the wife will similarly say, I don't love you anymore either.
为什么我不爱你？因为你不爱我。
And why is it I don't love you anymore? Because you no longer love me.
如果丈夫恨太太，太太说我也恨你。
And if a husband hates his wife, the wife will similarly say, I hate you too.
法院相见。
And then we'll see you in court.
这个是地上的婚姻。
And this is the marriage of this earth.
但是我们跟神的关系这不是这样。
But our relationship with God is not the same.
神的爱非常的高，非常的强。
God's love is very high and very strong to us.
这个新妇不爱他，神还爱他。
And though the bride does not love her husband, yet the husband will continue to love her.
那为着让这个新妇能够回心转意。
And so that this bride will return once again to his side.
所以暂时把他离弃。
And so he will leave her for a little moment.
那神一离弃，他就受苦了。
And once he departs from her, she will suffer for a while.
那受苦就无路可走了。
And when she's suffering, she has nowhere to walk.
那无路可走才想起来啊，我过去那个先生真的很好。
And when she's in her affliction, she'll remember that her husband is very good to her.
偶像是死的。
That the idol is but dead.
真的遇到困难，什么也不能帮忙。
And when they encounter afflictions, there is no one, not even the idols, to save them.
过去那带我们出埃及那一位神，那个丈夫才是最好的。
But that husband, that father who led us out of Egypt long time ago, he is the one we should adore.
所以人经历苦难之后再回来，哎，神还是接纳他。
And after a person has gone through tribulation and returned back to the side of God, God will still receive them.
这个先生的爱是伟大的。
And this love of this husband is great.
因为他离弃太太不是要毁掉他，是要他回头。
Because this husband leaves her is not to destroy her, but to make her return.
所以神的怜悯真的是超过我们所能够了解。
And therefore the mercy of God is really beyond our comprehension.
那这一位这么伟大的神
，and such a great and mighty God，
他是公义圣洁者。
He is a just and holy God。
所以在以赛亚书的第一章
，and therefore in Isaiah chapter one，
人就感叹了。
God laments。
我们看以赛亚书的第一章
，chapter one。
第二节第三节
Verse 2 and 3 Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, they have rebelled against me. Verse 3 The ox knows his master and donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider.
神好像一个检察官在控诉以色列百姓
And here it seems like God is the prosecutor prosecuting against accusing the Israelites.
那谁是陪审团呢？
And who are the jury?
天啊，你要听，地啊，要听。
The jury is the heavens and the earth.
哦，那被告的是什么？就是他所拣选的以色列百姓。
What is the accusation? Who is he suing against? It is the Israelites, his beloved ones.
那告什么？
And what is he contending?
啊，告以色列百姓对他冷漠无情。
That the Israelites have been ignorant and do not have any love for him.
你知道，有时候当父母的哈，觉得最孤单的是什么时候？
And you know, as parents, when is the time that they're most lonely?
你从小把小孩子长大，觉得小孩子就是你的一部分了。
That when you have reared your children from the time they're small, you have considered them to become a part of you.
但是现在小孩子到青少年的时候，
But now they have grown up, they are teenagers.
开始要独立。
They want to rebel, they want to be independent.
这是正常的一部分。
And this is a normal progression of growth.
开始要建立他自己的人生。
And now they want to establish their own lives.
哦，有时候对父母就开始会反抗。
And so they will have signs of rebellion.
啊，那这个父母就觉得好孤单哦。
And then the parent will feel so lonely.
哇，你一直付出，但是他已经好像渐渐要离开你。
And that you continue to give, yet it seems like they're going further and further away.
哦，那神对以色列百姓有爱。
But God has love toward his people, the Israelites.
哦，说我将养育儿女，将你们养育长大。
And I have brought you, nourished you as up like children.
哦，连牛跟驴啊，啊，他都懂得回报他的主人。
Even the ox and the donkey knows his master.
他说：“我的民却不留意。
”But Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
以色列百姓啊，不看顾他。
The Israelites no longer, they have forsaken God.
那接下去，我们就在第二章里面看到以色列百姓啊。在生活上哦，真的是得罪神。
And we see in the continuing chapters that they continue to sin against God on a daily basis.
哦，社会的道德一直堕落。
The norm, the cultural morality of society continues to decay.
就是一个敬拜神的国家，它的道德一直堕落。
And a country that is supposed to fear and follow God, they continue to be corrupted.
十诫就是道德的根本。
The Ten Commandments is the standard of morality.
道德堕落就是人离开神的话。
And once this morality has been broken, people have departed from God.
这个是神难以忍受的。
And this is something that's very hard for God to endure.
所以在社会上有很多的罪。
And therefore he sees so many sins in the society.
这个也不是神所喜欢看到的。
And this is not something that God takes pleasure in.
那在属灵上对神的不忠实。
And the spiritual rebellion and unfaithfulness,
去拜偶像,
to worship idols,
随着外邦人的风俗来生活,
to follow the cultural trends of the Gentiles in living their day-to-day life.
在第二章,
in chapter 2,
从第六节开始,
from verse 6 onwards,
一直到第十节,
to verse 10.
所以他们虽然到处黄金, 车马兵也很多, 就是很富裕, 兵力也很强。
And though they have full of silver and gold, and they also have a lot of chariots.
好，但是到处都是偶像。
Though they are rich and they have strong military power, but they are full of idols.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为充满东方的风俗而关照的。
They are filled with eastern ways, they are soothsayers.
所以神就很生气。
And this has aroused the anger of God.
因此对这个以色列圣者要怎么来拜他呢？
And so how can we worship this Holy One of Israel?
神就要他们悔改。
God wants them to repent.
所以我们要拜神哦，两种心不可以没有。
And so today we want to worship God, there's two hearts we must have.
第一个感谢的心。
Firstly, we must have a heart of thanksgiving.
今天的我，这是蒙神的恩典。
And today, what I am, it is through the grace of God.
第二个悔改的心。
Secondly, a heart of repentance.
对自己的罪感觉到忧伤。
It is to grieve for the sins that we have.
对自己的不义，达不到神的标准，有一种依着神的意思忧愁。
And to have godly sorrow or mourning for the weaknesses and the shortcomings that we cannot meet the glory of God.
所以十六节，请。
And verse 16. Upon all the ships of Tarshish and upon all the beautiful sloops.
17节。
Verse 17. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down and the haughtiness of man shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day.
这里说要除掉你们的恶行，止住作恶。
He says that he will,
第十六节，除掉你们的恶行啊，要止住作恶。
And 16 says to remove your iniquities and to stop from sinning in evil ways.
就是过去不对的要马上停止。
All the things that you've done in the past that is wrong, you need to stop.
17节。
And verse 17.
要学习行善，寻求公平，解咒欺压的给孤儿伸冤为寡妇辩取。
And to,
17节。第一章。
第一章 ,OK.
Yeah.
OK.
17节。
So to learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow.
就是旧的要拿掉，要穿上新的。
It is to take away the old things and to put on a new garment.
那这样啊，十八节啊，神就要把我们的罪拿掉。
And then verse 18 says, then God will remove our sins.
过去好像朱红，现在像雪一样白。
And though your sins are like scarlet, but they shall be white as snow.
过去好像丹颜，现在要像羊毛一样白。
Though they were red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
所以要敬拜神的开始就是从悔改开始。
And so if we want to worship God, we begin by repenting.
属灵的复兴从悔改开始。
And a spiritual revival comes from repentance.
要天国近的第一个要悔改。
And if the, for heaven, kingdom of heaven to be near, we need to start with a poor heart of humility.
看清楚自己。然后来求神赦免。
To recognize ourselves for what truly we are and to plead to God for repentance.
这个父亲就重新会再恩待我们这个丈夫会重新再以爱来爱我们。
And then father will use his pity and love to care for us once again and this husband shall return to us with mercy and compassion.
我们唱诗。
And I sing him.
319.
And sing him 319.
会啊，所以我们要多求圣灵的浇灌。
Because of spiritual convocation, so we ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
要离恶行善，那个力量是要靠神。
To depart from evil and to do good requires a power from above.
神的灵在哪里，我们就从恶得到自由。
Wherever the Holy Spirit of God is, there we shall be set free from evil.
神的灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And the Holy Spirit shall pour into us the love of Christ.
很多的善我们就行得出来。
And a lot of the good that we intend to do shall be done.
所以圣灵还是关键。
And so the critical, factor is the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经说我们要被圣灵充满。
And therefore the Bible exalts us, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们最后要一起来祈求圣灵，求圣灵充满。
And so finally, we'll pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
那如果我们要接受按手，要求圣灵，求恩典，请我们都到前面来。
Anyone seeking the laying of hands of blessing of God, please come forward.
我们请教会的长子来帮忙按手。
We ask all the ministers to help lay hands.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together. 奉主。